Warning. The following presentation is for mature audiences only. It is not intended for children, the oversensitive, or self-righteous gas bags with sticks up their butts.
This project is extremely dangerous.
It's because I blew it out of the goddamn airlock.
You're listening to the Guardians of the Geekery podcast, featuring Matt Starnslord, Carol the Cat, the Giddy Geeker, and Tiffany the Technician.
People assume that time is a strict progression of cause to effect, but actually, from a non-linear, non-subjective viewpoint, it's more like a big ball of wibbly-wobbly, timey-wimey stuff.
And now, damn right they shot first, the hosts of Guardians of the Geekery.
I've hit the button.
Matt has hit the button.
Congratulations. Good job, Matt.
Thank you.
Matt.
I've been practicing all week.
Clicking mouses is hard. We're so excited. Tiffle's back. Hi, Tiffles.
Hello.
Hello.
So international traveler.
It was great.
How many languages do you speak now?
Still just English. Both countries spoke English.
America.
Yeah, but you went to Scotland, though. They
have Celtic.
They speak,
yeah, Celtic or whatever.
They speak
Gaelic.
Scottish there.
They speak very loud.
Well, we were in Edinburgh, so most of the people spoke pretty clear English, luckily.
That is good.
They know how to make the tourism dollars.
Exactly.
I can't wait for you to tell us more later. But first, we have people in our house. Hi, people in our house.
Hi.
So we have Laura. Are we going by Laura? Are we sticking with that?
We're sticking with Laura.
Okay, Laura and Lana. And you guys are here from the Sharmec Library System, and you're going to talk to us about
MagicCon.
So that's coming up really soon.
Yes, it is. It's coming up next weekend on Saturday, July 21st, and it'll be all day pretty much from 10 to 4.
It'll actually be this weekend by the time this airs on Tuesday.
Oh, there you go. Yes, this weekend.
This weekend. We just don't want you to miss it. So it's going to be the 21st.
Yep. Yes, ma'am.
And it's from, don't blame me.
I know. Gosh. When other people do it to me. Oh. I'm so sorry. I've broken a rule.
I thought we were friends. So tell us a little bit about it, because this will be your third year, right?
Yes, it will. Last year, we were really successful. We grew our numbers a lot. The previous year, we had just under 300, and last year, we had just over 1,200.
Wow.
So the program is growing, and it's a fantastic, free, family-friendly event that the library offers. It's at Imaginon building downtown or uptown, and there's free parking below the Imaginon building.
Yes, that was awesome.
Which is nice in the summertime.
Yes, it
keeps your car nice and cool, from what I remember from last year. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we will have activities all day for children and teens and their parents.
Yes.
Nice.
And that's really cool. And we'll have stuff we're giving away, too.
And this is for all ages, correct? Not just little kids. It goes all the way up to teenagers?
18.
Yes, right? It's 0 through 18 and their families. So a single adult could not come in, but if they're, tagging along with their family that has younger children, then they could come.
Yeah, you do have to bring a child with you to go, unless you're a vendor or a group like we will be.
Now, that's not payment. You're not, leaving the child.
Just their soul.
Please do not leave the child. Please take the child with you. Just make sure it's your child that you go with.
Definitely. Right? Yes.
Don't borrow one. Well, unless you know that parent very well.
This is getting really awkward.
No. Leave with the child you arrived with, if it's your child.
Yeah, good advice.
So Starnslord and I got to go last year, and we had so much fun. We got to hang out with a bunch of kids, and there's you had some comic artists drawing right there, but you also had some other activities, and I don't want to misspeak and talk about activities you're not going to have this year, but if you know some of them that you're going to have, maybe you can tell us a little about them.
I'll talk about children's, and then I'll let Laura talk about teens. For children's activities, we're doing a superhero story time and a superhero story explorers. We're having the North Carolina Lego users group come and do a Lego talk.
What?
Yes, that was so cool. They did a great job last year.
Mm-hmm. And we also have a Harry Potter guild coming to do wand making, and those are all kids and preteen events.
Awesome. And then what are some of the things teens can do?
So for teens, we're going to be doing a cosplay showcase. So
you know, teens can come in and get dressed up. And then somewhere around like 12:30, they are going to, like, the public can vote for, like, their favorite cosplayers.
Oh.
And then earlier before the cosplay, while people are taking their photos themselves, we're going to be doing a Guess That Anime. So it's going to be exciting. There's, like, about 50 openings that I've managed to square down into, like, a Kahoot game. So.
And Laura is our anime expert for sure.
Oh, wow.
On the team.
There's a lot of openings in this.
Wow.
Yeah, we have our friend Wanda. She's very big into
J-pop and J-pop
dress. Yeah, J-fashion and kawaii. She loves kawaii. Yeah. So.
And international Kit Kats.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Green tea.
Yes.
The green tea Kit Kats.
Oh, my
gosh.
Yes.
Well, this is why we let her room with us places, because she brings the goodies. And then she has, like, this little bento box that just keeps bringing out more candy and more good food to eat. We're like, where did that go? And she introduced me to that. What are the drinks?
Where you have to pop the ball in it.
I don't know what they're
called. Pop Top, I think.
Pop Tops. Yeah. So I know Queen City Anime Con has them, and they're just
The Japanese
amazing.
Festival, which is coming up, I think, in August in Uptown, has those as well.
Yeah, and Queen City Anime Con also in August. So lots of fun stuff to do this summer, but not necessarily free. And Imagicon is free.
Oh, yeah. And I had never been there before, and I was just amazed. And
it's an amazing building.
Do you guys still have the Tinker...
So that was a summer exhibit, and there's a different summer exhibit every year. So this year we have an exhibit called Storyland, and it has different play areas for classic children's books.
Nice.
Like Snowy Day, and If You Give a Mouse a Cookie, and all those Chicka Chicka Boom Boom.
Yeah, I was just blown away, like, going up that ramp, and I was just like, I used to play with those, but it was like this little tiny one. They're larger than I am. It's crazy.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun there. We were kind of like, we can wander around and not have children and get to see this. And this is the one day of the year we get to do this. Yay. So, but we also had a lot. Last year we had the Spider-Man Homecoming posters that we were handing out.
Oh, yeah.
And then the Emoji Movie had just come out. So our friends Lee and Arrow were there handing out stuff.
That's right.
This year we have the teen movie Searching, about the guy, his daughter is in high school and disappears, and he has to go on her Facebook and find out. It's John Cho, who he played
Sulu in the new Star Trek.
That's what I couldn't think. Sulu. I was like, he played George Takei in the new Star Trek series. But he was also John Cho. So it looks really interesting, a little bit scary. So I wouldn't be giving it away to the
children.
But for the teens and the parents, I think it was really interesting looking. So I'm excited about that. And we're working on some additional fun stuff, including free cell phone pop sockets. So if you like those.
Nice. Boy, howdy.
Yeah. Well, because, you know, if you go to the mall, they're like $10 for those things. Mm-hmm. And we have a bunch of them that were given to us that you can have for free.
We'll give you 1,000.
Yeah. Well, I don't think we have 1,000 left, but we do have like 300 or 400.
We have a lot. Yes. You'll get one.
Everybody gets one.
You must. Mandatory. Mandatory fun you're taking.
You have to take your children and a pop socket.
That's right.
I forgot to mention one more thing about the children's stuff. This year we're doing a children's cosplay parade. So not a showcase, but we're going to let all the children come together in a room, and they get to make their flags and banners and everything. And then we're going to do a parade through the whole building, and it'll be ages 8 and under. So it's going to be the cutest thing in the world.
My gosh.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Yes. I'm really excited about it.
Well, and last year you had the little make your own cape thing. And
we have that again. Yeah.
It was so adorable watching the kids walk around with their capes. They were awesome. And the artists that you chose to participate were so great with the kids. We had so much fun just sitting and watching people when we weren't talking. Because we had a perfect vantage point. We kind of got to face into the crowd. Mm-hmm. So we got to see everybody walking around. It was a lot of fun.
Were you startled last year about how much you grew from the previous year?
I was. People had been asking us what we expected. And I said, I hope that we will double our number, which would have been around 600, 650. And we quadrupled it.
Yeah. There were some exhausted staff members by the end of the day. But they did a great job. They all had smiles on their faces. Mm-hmm. So.
It was hopping all day long. It was really cool.
I was the one working the door last year doing the clicker. And I was like, every time we hit a milestone, I'd call everybody like, guess what? We're at 700.
It was awesome. It was really great. And I'm really looking forward to this year. We had a lot of fun.
Are you expecting about the same size crowd? or hoping for the same size crowd?
What do you think?
I hope so, just simply because, you know, we got some awesome donations, like food donations that, you know, if they don't come, I'm going to eat.
Yeah, last year you had some Chick-fil-A for us.
Chick-fil-A last year, this year we have Duck Donuts donated some donuts, so nice. That's exciting.
Okay, we'll be set up early.
I'm learning, too, here. I didn't know about Duck Donuts.
I expect you to save us one, too.
And King of Pops is coming later in the afternoon. Nice. And they are giving away three pops. Which is exciting. And then, you know, towards the end, we're going to have a nice little break where we shove everybody inside and they're going to watch Black Panther. So we get a little break while they watch a movie.
Yeah. I love Black Panther, too. That was awesome. So
King of Pops is actually really awesome. They came out to my company last week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they want to come to the Muggles Market. I just have to figure out how to make that happen.
Well, they do outdoor vending. You could put them outside. Mm-hmm. Very easy.
Yeah, but I just can't pay them. They would have to know that what they make is what they make.
So. Yeah. We can discuss.
Anyway, but if you want to check out King of Pops for free and Duck Donuts for free, then you definitely need to get your... I mean, there's more than just the entrance that evidently is for free, because we're giving stuff away for free. And like a lot of the artists who normally would charge at an event will give away free drawings to the kids and stuff like that. So... and I know some of the places were giving away free comic books, and you can learn about other cool events and stores like Second and Charles that are in the area. Mm-hmm. So it's
fun.
It's fun. Don't come at 3. Come at 10.
There'll be no more ice cream.
Because there'll be no ice cream.
No more Duck Donuts.
Yeah, because we had some people like that came in at 3:30 and they thought they were going to be able to hit it all. And some people just didn't have anything left to give, like not even energy left to give. Mm-hmm. So definitely make sure you come early, come often, vote often, but hang out. And definitely come and see us. But and then, you know, a MagicCon is a great event, but you guys do events at the library all year long. And they're, again, free. Mm-hmm. Most of them, right?
Absolutely. So at my library, I work at the Hickory Grove branch, and we have a comic book club there that's for preteens. Ooh. And I've made so many great contacts through working with the Imagicon team, such as Jonathan Reyes. He came last month and
we
did a drawing class, and he's just phenomenal. And it packed the house. There was like 30 kids in there. As many as could fit in the room. So it was great.
We have 3 of his pieces of art above our piano. I don't know if you noticed.
He's really kind.
Yes, we love him. He also sells his art at the Muggles Market, and he's our top seller every year because his work is just amazing.
That's great.
Yeah. What kind of teen events do you have? I know you're at the Scaly Bark branch, correct?
Yes, Laura? And there's like only 10 of us, so it's always amazing. How many people can come into that small branch, especially if there's only 10 of us? So, yeah, we do a lot of team programs. We do, like, anime club and book club and geek club. And this month, I think we're playing the Harry Potter chess set game. Ooh. So that's going to be exciting. See how many people come. You know, if nothing else, I'll just drink all the butter beer.
Yeah.
And this just shows you that your libraries are not extinct, and they are out there, and please go to them.
Well, and for some people, Laura and I were kind of talking about this before y'all showed up. Well, we were waiting for y'all because we were here. But, you know, a lot of kids, especially in the summer, don't have places to go. Yeah. I mean, you were talking about there's like one mall that or shopping plaza that has literally banned kids from there. What? You cannot be a kid there. By yourself, you just can't go.
You're not a kid.
And it's because, we have friends who are librarians, and you know, a lot of these kids, this is where they go. And you know, or people that don't, I mean, it is a necessity. This is not a nicety. This is a necessity. And I mean, it's education, it's community support, it's creativity. I mean, with the cutbacks in some of the schools, some of the programs you guys offer, that those people that come to them would not find them anywhere else. I mean, kids especially, but there's also adult classes. I used to teach like resume classes for the library and talk to people about how to do interviews and different things like that. And you know, the free use of the computers and being able to, even if you can't make it to the library, if you've got a library card, you can still check out ebooks. And you guys have a music program now where you can check out music. And it's stuff you wouldn't get anywhere else. And you might as well take advantage of it while you can, because if you don't support it, it's not going to be around.
I had a cool program I wanted to tell you guys about since this is a podcast.
Yes,
which
please.
Is our library system just got a big grant to get a bunch of podcast kits.
Ooh.
So that we can teach people how to do podcasts and they check out the equipment for some period of time so they can get hands-on access. Gosh.
Yeah.
So wow. The library is cool.
The library is very cool. Huh. Yeah. So, yeah. Well, if you ever need us to help.
Absolutely.
Just let us know. We are happy to talk about our iPhone recording days. And now we've sometimes upgraded. Well, you were here last year. It's changed a little bit. So
we keep evolving.
We keep evolving and moving. And then, you know, it's pretty cool. And just like the library podcasting, you can kind of go out there and find something that somebody talking about something you're interested in. So there's a whole world out there. How about you, Tiffles? Are you a library kid? Did you ever?
I did go to the library quite a bit, and I miss the library. So I live in Cabarrus County, and I don't have a library card for Cabarrus County. I don't know why I don't do it, but when I lived in Mecklenburg County, I went all the time and would love to go back, but it's like $50 a year or something if you're not a resident.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But you can
still come to the programs. Yeah. Those are free, and you don't have to have a library card.
And I will say,
great.
I will say, I used to live in Cabarrus County, and their library system's not that bad. I now live in Mecklenburg County, and I got my Mecklenburg County library card. But yeah, I used to have a Cabarrus County library card.
It just seems like everybody that talks to me about the library talks to me about Mecklenburg. They're like, oh, did you notice that they have this now? They have this now. And I'm like, I don't have a library card.
Obviously, you need to get your heart right and move back to Charmat.
Right. I know, right?
Yeah, move over the line.
You literally move, you go like 10 feet away from my apartment and cross the intersection and it's Charlotte, but I just miss it.
I remember as a little kid, I used to ride my bike to the library, and I had one of those little baskets with the flowers on the front.
Oh, that's so cute.
I know. But I checked out records, because even at our, you know, by my age, believe it or not, we did have cassette tapes. But records, we did have a record player, and I got to listen to music I would have never been exposed to, you know, just on the radio. I got to listen to all different stuff. But when I was younger and I was in and out of the hospital a lot, my mom used to take me. There was a little library called Nelson Memorial Library in Grafton, Massachusetts. And it was open on Mondays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. And I had doctor's appointments every Monday and Thursday. And my present after going to the doctor was I could go to the library and pick out my 5 books, because they had a 5 book limit. And I would literally read those 5 books by the Thursday and then go check it out again and then eat. Sometimes I'd be allowed to go on Saturday, but I read through the whole children's section, and I would literally be waiting for them to get. The only books I didn't read were like the Bobby Does Baseball books. I was just like not interested. But
what was your favorite book when you were growing up? Your series?
I loved Little House in the Prairie, which I'm kind of sad about the whole controversial whatever. But they, you know, they took an award away from her because.
But they took the title.
They took the title.
It was an award that they had named after her.
Yeah.
And now they named it something else.
The Legacy Award or whatever. Yeah. So, but I literally would remember scenes from those books, and I would read, I would pick up that particular book in the series, and I'd find that scene, and I just wanted to reread that scene, and then all of a sudden I would realize I'd read to the end of the book again. So I read those a lot. I loved the Shoe series by Noelle Strutfield. So she had like ballet shoes and circus shoes and tennis shoes and all this kind of stuff, where you kind of got to walk in the shoes of somebody living a particular life. And I love those too. So those books were great. And yeah, all of them, Five Little Peppers and How They Grew. And and there was like, books were great. I mean, there was a Jewish family that lived across the street from me, and we always went over and hung out with them and stuff, but I didn't understand everything. And there was actually a series of books about growing up Jewish that I read at the library. And so all of a sudden I understood like the difference between Yom Kippur and Yom Kippur and Purim and all that stuff. Even though we had gone over to some of their celebrations, I understood it better because of books. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. How are you? Were you a book kid?
I was a voracious reader. I love the Hardy Boy books.
Cool.
I would read those. And then later, in the 80s, the Choose Your Own Adventure books.
Yeah. Oh my God, yeah. I love those.
Oh my gosh, I would still read them right now if I had them left.
We still have a few.
Oh my gosh, they do actually.
Mm-hmm. They started to remake them actually.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Because they're so popular. They're so retro popular now.
Yeah.
Well, we actually have a book club that does like the Goosebumps series. They call it Bumps and Brews, where it's like adults going and talking about Goosebump books and drinking. So.
Oh my gosh, that's my dream.
Or drinking and then talking about the books. Yeah. One or the other. But yeah, they do that, and it's pretty cool. And we know, Carol, you read like a mofo.
Yeah. So. Adams County Library in North Glen, Colorado was my hangout. And I would walk down there with my backpack, empty backpack, and then walk home with my books. But yeah, anything Tolkien, anything C.S. Lewis, I was there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I read like, and you know, then you go into the adult sections. One of my favorite things was the fact that librarians would put out their like our suggested reads and picked up books I would have never picked up, like Goodnight, Mr. Tom, which was this huge, like 800 page book and way too adult for me at 9 or 10.
Yeah, I know.
But I read it anyway, and it was about like World War II and just some of the things that happened over in England from a historical fictional perspective, and then stuff like Lois Duncan and Madeline L'Engle. And
yeah, I mean, Wrinkle in Time series, I read at an early age. I was a huge Nancy Drew fan.
Really?
I attempted The Lord of the Rings at, I think I was 7.
Yeah. And then, of course, like Judy Blume was somebody that Judy, I read everything on.
Judy Blume taught me some things.
Yeah, taught me some things that probably Summer Sisters taught me more than I should have known.
Did anyone read Anne of Green Gables?
Oh,
the series? Mm-hmm.
And Lucy of New Moon. I was a Lucy of New Moon fan, which is also by L.M. Montgomery. But I totally want to see that series.
I loved those books as a kid, and they're my most favorite that I've reread as an adult. The language is so beautiful.
Yeah.
I'm a nerd.
No, I had all of them. And then there was a whole phase in the 80s of the Anne of Green Gables, because, of course, then the movie came out with Megan Fellows, and everybody was like, and Gilbert and the whole thing. And she did so many short stories. She was such a prolific writer. But then after a while, they ran out of stuff, so they would re-catalog a set of them, and you'd buy a new book, and it had a new cover and a new title, but like 3 of the stories were stories I already owned in another series, so
yeah,
I didn't care. I would read it again, so yeah, I loved her. How about you? Who was your favorite as a young child? Because you're so old, Laura. What are you, like 19?
No, the good old days. You know, honestly, I grew up with the Harry Potter. Like, I was...
Ooh, you were that age.
Yeah.
You were the demo.
I was there with, like, the new, like, the Apple computers with the backs, the green covers.
Yeah.
There in elementary school.
That's awesome.
I'm just that age.
I was the girl that when you turned on the Apple Mac, it smiled at you because the face was... You wouldn't know anything about that, but just know that the Apple Mac used to smile at you when you turned it on. So.
The iMac came in like cool colors.
Yes.
Yeah. That was the coolest computer because you could get colors.
Yeah. I remember when I got OS X with the tigers.
I remember the keyboards at CPC. You're going to CPCC, but when I went to CPCC, they had a testing center where you had to take every test and exam. You couldn't take it in a classroom. It was like this. But the keyboards for the Macs were an Apple. And it'd be like, they'd have all these commands. They'd like teach you, all right, to make that your final answer, it's open Apple, this. And it was just like these instructions. And it was like pages of this stuff. And it was just like, oh my gosh, I might fail this part of it. But it was just, oh man, it's crazy.
Yeah, we used to have to do the programming classes, and I would accidentally do the eternal loop so you couldn't stop it fix it, because it just keep running because you forgot to put end.
Joey.
/ end. I only did it once or twice to people who were waiting for a computer, and then I was like, oh, so sorry.
Walk away. I do remember when the public library got me in trouble with the school I was going to. So we live in Florida, and the schools were kind of horrible at the time, down by Tampa. I don't know if they still are, but so my parents enrolled me in this Presbyterian private school, and I was in third grade, and I had to do a book report, and I went through the books, and I'd either read them or didn't want to read the other ones that they had. So I went to the public library and got 1984. And my teacher was like, yeah, you can't read this. And I was like, what do you mean I can't read this? No. You don't say that to a kid, right? It's like a challenge. Like, yeah. Oh, yeah? And I remember going to my parents and I said, this is why I want to read this. I think it's, you know. And they're like, okay. So, you know, they talked to my teachers and I was allowed to do the book report on it. But I had to, like, cut out all the, I couldn't mention any of the racy scenes in 1984. So.
That's Orwell, what it was really about.
Yeah, right.
That Orwell, he knew how to write them scenes.
Yeah, the most dry
scenes like that. Yeah. So. But yeah, no, reading is essential. But definitely, so come to MagicCon. I think one of the things we talked about last year when we were first talking about it was the fact that this allows you as somebody who wouldn't necessarily be able to go to a Comic-Con to be able to experience firsthand. Yeah. But also for parents, we go to Charlotte Comic-Con all the time and we love it. And Rick and Dave do an amazing job. But there's always that dad walking down the aisle with the kids with the glazed over eyes going, Daddy, I just want to go home. And Daddy's like, I just want to go down one more aisle. And what you guys did was a great combination because it gives activities for the kids that they can interact with. Because sometimes these Comic-Cons, they don't have a lot of children's programming. It's just that's not their target audience. Mm-hmm. But the parents can do stuff too. Mm-hmm. I mean, the parents can interact with those same artists that they would see at Charlotte Comic-Con, actually interact with them for free and be able to talk to them and find out about cool stuff like the Charlotte Geeks and the Geek Gala. No, you know, just throwing that out as general stuff. But also like Second and Charles and some of those other places and be able to come. And it's free. With free parking and free food.
It's a great introduction to Comic-Cons, and it's also a great way, if they've already taken their children to Comic-Cons, for them to reuse their costumes that often they spend a lot of time on, or they spend a lot of money on, or both.
Or even, you know, even those Halloween costumes. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just repurposing and being a little more creative. And this is also a great interactive if you have a child at home who's a reluctant reader, because comic books are often the gateway to get kids reading that wouldn't read otherwise. Yep. Mm-hmm. You know, once they get past second and third grade and the picture books have kind of gone out the window, you still have the graphic novels and the comic books, and to get those kids re-engaged. So even if your kid doesn't like the library, and I'm using quotation marks on the audio podcast, just imagine finger quotes here. If they don't like the library, it's because they don't know it. And an event like this introduces them to things they wouldn't know are out there and available. So come out and check it out. Again, it's Saturday, July 21st from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. But come early because there's donuts and ice cream and other stuff. And Black Panther. And
I'll be there at 6 a.m.
He will. I may not be with him, but he'll be there. He'll be like, come on, let me in.
And if you have young kids and you thought, oh, I don't want to bring them to a big convention, this is one day. You don't have to do the whole weekend. It's a nice, compact
day. You come for what you can, and you leave when you need to. And
absolutely.
And there's quiet zones in the library, parts that aren't the whole Imagined Non was not all the comic con last year.
Yeah, there's some little areas tucked away.
So if you need to take your kid to a safe space, desensitize them, get them out of the sensory overload, there are places they can go. And there are quiet activities, and then there are more active activities. So you just match the kid to the activity, and you'll be fine. Anything else we should talk about?
Just come out. It's going to be a lot of fun.
If they wanted,
looking forward to it. And
if they wanted to find out more information, where's the best place to go? Of course, we'll link the Facebook event and stuff. But
go to imagineon.org.
Yeah. Just go to imagineon with an N so you can find out more about a MagicCon with a C.
It'll be right there on the homepage. You'll see it.
Ooh. Yeah. And you'll see pictures from last year so you can really see what we're talking about. Well, guys, thank you so much for coming and talking about it.
Thank you, guys.
Yay.
See you again next year.
Yes. Woo. Well, and at the Muggles Market.
Thank you for listening to Guardians of the Geekery. For more information, go to guardiansofthegeekery.com. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/guardiansofthegeekery and on Twitter at CLTGOG. Music used by Guardians of the Geekery, Lock and Load, and A Day in the Sun by Jens Kilstofta. Licensed under Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International.